Good morning, you're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Wednesday, the 10th of September. Let's take you through the cues to watch out for the day. Markets ended at a two-week high on Tuesday, led by a sharp rebound in IT stocks. The Nifty reclaimed the 100-day moving average level, closing above the 24,800 mark at 24,869, while the Sensex gained 314 points to settle at 81,101. Infosys was the star performer, jumping 5% after the company announced that its board will consider a share buyback on Thursday. This sparked strong buying across the IT pack, with Wipro, Tech Mahindra, HCL Tech and TCS rising anywhere between 2 and 3% each. The Nifty IT index itself closed 3% higher. Mind you, the technology pack finally staged a comeback after logging losses in 9 out of the last 10 sessions. Meanwhile, broader markets also finished in the green. The Nifty Midcap Index rose over 100 points, though overall market breadth was neutral, with advances and declines evenly matched. Among other movers, auto names like Maruti and Eicher Motors extended their gaining streak, while Kotak Mahindra Bank staged a sharp recovery on block deal buzz. On the flip side, Trent continued to see selling pressure, ending as the top Nifty loser for a second straight day. New age names like Paytm, Nykaa and Delhivery also slipped 2-3%. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors turned net buyers with purchases worth over 2,050 crore rupees, while domestic investors bought shares worth just about 83 crore rupees on a provisional basis. Going forward, experts say the index is now approaching a make or break zone near 25,000, which remains a major resistance. A clear breakout above that level would signal the start of a fresh rally. On the downside, support lies at 24,720, which is also the 21-day moving average. Let's move to the global markets now. Asian markets are trading mostly higher this morning, tracking the overnight gains on Wall Street. GIF Nifty is also pointing to a positive open back home. In the US, all three major benchmarks closed at record highs, though US futures are now trading mixed. The Nasdaq got a lift from Oracle, which jumped 27% on strong cloud growth guidance, even as its earnings missed estimates. On the macro front, US payroll numbers were sharply revised down by 9,11,000 jobs for the year ended March, while investors now await producer price index data due later today. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is pressing the European Union to impose 100% tariffs on imports from India and China, in an effort to squeeze Russia. He also said that India and the US will continue discussions on trade barriers, and he's looking forward to speaking to Prime Minister Modi soon. In Europe, Emmanuel Macron has named close ally Sebastian Lecornu as the new French Prime Minister, after the ouster of François Bayrou. In the forex and bond markets, US 10-year yields ticked up by 3 basis points to 4.08%, while the dollar index rose to 97.67. And when it comes to commodities, gold continued its record run on Fed rate cut bets, and oil gained after the Israeli military has said that it has carried out an attack on Hamas leadership in Qatari capital Doha, an expansion of its years-long military campaign across the Middle East. Let's now run you through the stocks that will be in focus today. Kotak Mahindra Bank will be in the spotlight, as sources suggest Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation is likely to sell up to a 1.65% stake in the lender via block deals. The offer size is pegged at over 6,100 crore rupees with a floor price of 1880 rupees per share. That's at a discount of about 4% to the current market price. Sun Pharma may come under pressure after the US FDA classified its Halol facility as official action indicated. The plant is already under an import alert, with shipments to the US being refused. Shifting focus to Bajaj Auto, it has announced that it will fully pass on GST benefits to customers starting the 22nd of September. Prices of its two-wheelers will be cut by up to 20,000 rupees and three-wheelers by as much as 24,000 rupees. Meanwhile, Vodafone Idea has filed a fresh plea in the Supreme Court in the AGR dues case, seeking recomputation and an early hearing. Keep an eye on BlueJet Healthcare as well. An offer for sale has been launched to raise up to 400 crore rupees, with promoter Akshay Arora offloading shares. The floor price is set at 675 rupees per share, nearly 8% below current level. Samvardhana Motherson has completed the acquisition of the remaining 25% stake in two Turkish subsidiaries, while Thermax has invested 115 crore rupees into its renewable energy arm, First Energy Private Limited. Finally, in insurance, August premium collection data is out. ICICI Lombard's premiums were up just 2% year-on-year, while New India Assurance saw an almost 9% jump. Star Health and Go Digit also reported growth, and Bajaj Allianz saw the sharpest uptick at nearly 19%. On to the action in the primary market. The initial public offerings of Urban Company, Dev Accelerator and Shringar House of Mangalsutra will kick off today. These issues will cumulatively raise over 2,400 crore rupees. It's time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Today we turn the spotlight on gold, which has seen a strong rally and is now trading at fresh record highs. Jatin Trivedi of LKP Securities shares the key levels to track and the strategy investors can consider going forward. Let's take a listen.
So the gold prices have hit record high levels both into the COMEX and to the domestic markets. Into the COMEX front, we have seen the international prices crossing beyond 3650 odd zone, and onto the domestic front, we are looking at 109,000 beyond levels already. With the last 15 trading sessions giving a record rally of around 10% alone from the levels of 99,000 to 109,000 into the domestic prices. Now, what has fueled the rally is rupee weakness and the Federal Reserve's interest rate cut anticipation, which is due on the 17th of September late night into the US. Now, this anticipation on the interest rate cut will be fueling towards the further rate cuts, which is expected from the US Federal Reserve side, and this is trying to be priced in into the gold prices. Now, as we move into the interest rate cut day, the prices of gold will start to give a little bit of a volatile session going ahead. So the prices may not be quite sustainable at these solid high levels, where the prices look a little bit overbought as well. Although the overall trend looks very much onto the positive side and the bullish trend will continue, but some retracement is expected near the Federal Reserve's interest rate cut decision. Even in this week on Thursday evening, we have the CPI data, that is the inflation data in the US, which will indicate some amount of hints for the Federal Reserve's toolbox, where they decide how the interest rate cycle should be maintained, whether it should be full-fledged high interest rate cut going ahead, or they should go with the gradual slower pace. So the CPI data on Thursday evening will be of very much importance, which will plan out how the interest rate cuts are going to be. So according to me, one should be looking at some retracement levels towards 105,000 to 107,000 between zones for any further new positions. The people, those who are holding on to their long positions, can hold their long positions with the trailing stop loss of 107,500 odd zones. And the people, those who are trying to chip in with new positions, should wait for levels of 105,000. So that should be the base strategy, and buying on dip strategy looks very much favorable as of now.
Moving on, in Nepal, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has resigned amid massive Gen Z protests. President Ramchandra Podal has called for dialogue with the protesters next week. Attention has shifted to Kathmandu's 35-year-old mayor, Balendra Shah, who is being projected online as a possible next leader. With flights suspended in Kathmandu, India's Ministry of External Affairs has advised citizens to avoid travel and exercise caution. Meanwhile, C.P. Radhakrishnan has been elected as the 15th Vice President of India, defeating opposition candidate B. Sudarshan Reddy. He secured 452 first preference votes, while Reddy got 300. And finally, Apple lovers, iPhone 17 is here. Apple unveiled its latest lineup, four new iPhone 17 models, new Apple Watches and upgraded AirPods Pro 3. The iPhone 17 Air, thinner and lighter with a titanium body, starts at $999, while the entry-level iPhone 17 stays at $799. AirPods Pro get real-time translation features, and the Apple Watch Series 11 adds a new health tool to detect hypertension risk. All devices will hit stores on the 19th of September. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day, and thanks for listening.